I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings.
Dude, that's pretty cool.
Man, that is a,
Dude, that's pretty good.
This is The Gloom, bringing you weekly interviews with F3 Omaha Packs, exploring their F3 experiences and finding those sticky elements that create the glue in the gloom.
Shout out to our sponsors. Major Team Mortgage, Omaha Laser Dentistry, Exclusively Eye Care, Liberty Core Real Estate, Avier Wealth Management, and Apex Men's Clinic. We appreciate their support.
Hey, are you the type of guy that likes to get up early in the winter to battle your jester? Do you love listening to people drone on and on and on about COVID in the gloom? Would you trust your vision to a guy nicknamed Cataracts? Well, if the answer to any of these questions is yes, fellas, you have bigger problems than you think. Dr. Cataracts, aka Dr. Wolf, can't solve all of your problems, but he can certainly help you solve the problems related to your eye health and vision. You will find many F3 principles throughout his practice. Check him out today at Exclusively Eye Care.
Now let's get back to the gloom.
We're back, man. I got this big smile looking at me on the other side of this camera. I'm so excited to get this guy's story captured on, you know, in audio and video. And man, I just love this guy. I've known him for many, many years now, have gotten to sort of hear and sort of watch from afar his journey and story as he's just trying to figure this whole life thing out. He's launched some sites for us here in F3 Omaha. He's done some stuff in F3 Chicago. And then he's also most recently launched a new region in F3 Platte, which is awesome to watch as well. And there might be some pieces of the journey that I missed, but I got our man Rancid today. And buddy, would you just start us, kind of take us back if you remember? Gosh, I'd be curious how long ago that was, but just your EH story, who brought you out, and then how'd we land on the name Rancid?
Yeah, thanks, Plague. Thank you for inviting me to come on and share the journey a little bit here with F3 Fitness Fellowship and Faith. It's cool to be on the podcast. And talking about EHing, I can remember back before I even got EHed, when I was hanging out with Othello before he joined, and I was with Armbar and Smash Mouth. The four of us were at, me and Othello were roommates at the time. And we were over at our place because we used to have a group thing where we would get together and play Rock Band. Nice. And it was super fun. I mean, I miss those days. Those were good old days. And so this was early, maybe summer of 2019, when we were sitting around in the kitchen in between Rock Band sessions, and Armbar and Smash Mouth were telling us about this crazy workout that they did recently where they did like, you know, 100 pull-ups, you know, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, and then ran a bunch. And, you know, me and Othello were kind of looking at each other like, these guys are nuts. Yeah. Like, I've never heard anything like this. And at this time, I was going to the gym by myself 5 to 6 days a week. I had made it a priority for myself. I was going to get in the gym. I was going to talk to the fern. I was going to do what I needed to do. And I did that for about 75 weeks in a row without skipping. Wow. So I was very disciplined and dedicated to what I was doing with that. And I was doing all kinds of different stuff. I was doing the treadmill. I was doing 5x5 compound lift training, just a variety of different activities at Anytime Fitness. And I really enjoyed it quite a bit. It was like, you know, what I enjoyed doing. But when I heard about this other workout that these guys were doing outside and all the reps they were doing, and I just thought that was a little bit loopy. Uh-huh. But they got Othello to join up because Othello works with those two guys.
Sure.
And so they EH'd Othello. And within a couple weeks, maybe it was a month or two after Othello started going to the workout and posting, he kind of invited me out and said, you know, if you ever want to come out and try one of these workouts, it's free. You know, it's open to all men and it's kind of fun. And so I took him up on that and I went with him. My very first post was October 7th of 2019.
Okay.
I remember going to Red Wings where that was the Murph. And so that was my first experience with F3, was doing a Murph. And it was quite the challenge. I've never done anything like that in my life. Wait Time was the guy on cue that day.
Okay.
So that was very lucky. and got to get myself a nickname at the end of the workout. You know, I told the guys a little bit about myself, that I had a background in theater and playing music and playing in a punk band in high school. And so that's when all the names started coming out, like Taylor Swift, you know, Dolly Parton, and all that kind of good stuff. And then one of the guys there, Honey Stinger, said, well, what about Rancid? And Wait Time took to that like you wouldn't believe. He loved it. So he said, he looked right at me. He said, your name is Rancid.
Yeah. That's way better than it could have been.
I really lucked out with that one. Yeah.
Man, that is so cool. So,
I got to give props to Othello, to Smash Mouth, to Armbar, because if it wasn't for those three guys, you know, I wouldn't have made it out. And I'm really glad I did.
Heck yeah. Oh, that's such a cool kind of origin story. It's amazing just all these little connections, right? And, you know, Omaha is such a small town, but also just like F3, right? As you just start kind of seeing the web of guys that all know each other. You know, it's interesting. You started with a Murph. Like, what were you thinking, man?
I didn't know what I was getting into.
Didn't know. Yeah. Well, talk us through just, so you mentioned the workout was challenging, but like, what was your impression of the guys and the group? I mean, was it better than the Fern at the gym?
Oh my gosh. I mean, it kept me coming back. That's for sure. I know I couldn't do the whole workout. I could hang on to the run, you know, but you know, there's no way I was doing pull-ups at that point without being assisted. And right. The nice thing about Red Wing is you can modify as necessary. I mean, that's all of our workouts, of course, but there they got great modification for the pull-ups, and you know, I could hang on for those push-ups for the Merkins and for the air squats. I could handle those okay. But I remember I met one of our old friends, Uncle Rico, at that workout.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember Uncle Rico?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
You know, he moved out of town a while ago, but he started maybe a week or two before I did. And so me and him were the six. And I remember chatting with him along the run, just being like, what is this thing? And he's just like, I don't know. But we're doing it, aren't we? It's like, yeah, we sure are, man. And me and him became pretty close after that. But I remember it was a group of probably 20 plus guys, and I was pretty impressed by that. And they were all wearing headlamps. And I'm just like, you know, I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah.
And, you know, it didn't take me long after that to figure out how to get the right gear and get myself a little headlamp so I could see in the dark at 5:30 in the morning going through the woods. And I was really impressed by the guys because they were all having such a fun time. You know, not only were we getting a good workout in because it's a hard workout, especially doing a Murph, but there was a lot of mumble chatter. A lot of guys who obviously knew each other, who had some kind of bond and relationships that they were getting along with. And I have friends, but I didn't have the kind of network that F3 provides. And, and I don't know what I was looking for at the time, but I guess I seem to have found it. So
yeah. Well, I love that. And I love just, you know, it's funny, right? Cause it's this whole new world, but yet it's like you said, like we're kind of all looking for it, even though we maybe don't even know we're looking for it. You know, it's kind of odd paradox, but, I would be curious. So 2019, I'm trying to think back. We certainly didn't have as many AOs as we do now, but do you remember sort of your, like, what was your second post? Like, did you go to Cornhusker or something on Tuesday, or where did you kind of find yourself navigating the weekly schedule?
That's a good question. If I could think about it, you know, Cornhusker was a good one for sure, because at this time I was living in the North Benson area.
Okay.
And so, yeah, there wasn't that many options at this point. You know, I mean, since Omaha started in 2018, it was still growing pretty steadily, but I don't think it hit the blow up phase that it did later on.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember going to Futurama quite a bit.
Yeah.
I love that. That's a great site.
It's a great site. Yeah.
Memorial. I'm trying to think. Oh, and then Wild Kingdom. I would go to Wild Kingdom quite a bit, make the drive out there. You know, that's a little bit further on the west side for me. But that was actually the first time I ever queued. It was January 21st of 2020.
Okay.
And that was my very first queue. There was like three other guys out there because it was like, feels like a 0 degrees and multiple inches of snow on the ground. And it just so happened that another VQ was happening that day of a guy who I had never met named Jean-Claude. And so
there we go.
He had quite a big group at his site, and understandably so, he was posting much longer than I was at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And so But I'll never forget it. You know, it was Othello who came out and Slick in Crab Cakes. And we did the darn thing, made some stations out in the soccer fields over in Wild Kingdom and froze our tails off. But then we all got coffee afterwards. And so, you know.
Heck yeah.
And then not long after that, I was going to the Woodshed quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
On Fridays. And that was, I think, my second cue. And that it was either that one or the next time I did the Woodshed after that is where I came up with the wild idea of, what if we did these American Hammers in a round?
Rancid, you know? Style, yeah. Yep, yep.
Yeah, that was at the Woodshed.
If you guys are ever wondering where that came from, right? It's this man right here. Yeah. I guess, how long do you feel like did it take you to, so you joined in 2019, yep. And then so your VQ was pretty quick, right? Sounds like.
Yeah, a couple months later. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, probably about 3 months. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. So you were hooked from the beginning, it sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, it didn't take me much to buy in, that's for sure.
You know, with your experience, because you've been in different regions now and now really launching your own region, I would be curious sort of what's been your experience across, like on that sort of first F, you know, whether it be in Chicago, and I can't remember if you were in F3 Chicago or what they call it there, if that's the actual name of the region.
That's right.
But what's been your experience like? For the most part, pretty similar, pretty much the same, or what have you experienced out there?
For first F, it's very much the same. I mean, that's the beauty of F3 is that we structure it in a way, you know, with the warmer ramen, with the main thing, with 6 minutes of Mary, with the COT as the principle, as one of the core principles. It's so familiar when you just pop in and you go downrange somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And it's very comfortable that way. Maybe you don't know the guys, and maybe they got some wild other exercises that you never heard of that you got to figure out how to do on the fly. But that's part of the fun of it. But because of that structure, you know, there's always the introduction, you know, there's going to be a name-a-rama at the very end during the COT. And more often than not, you're going to be able to go get some coffee to get some fellowship after the workout's done. You know, Chicago was very similar. It was just in the city proper because I was in Chicago. I wasn't in the suburbs. It was a lot harder to get the larger numbers of guys to come post. We only had a dozen regulars out of all of us. And so I had to queue a lot of workouts. And I was only in Chicago for a year and a half. It was 18 months that I lived there. And I looked at my back blasts, because I keep all my back blasts on my computer. I had queued 50 times in 18 months because there just was the need for it. There wasn't as many guys as Omaha has. You know, it was really hard to get new guys to come out and stick around. We would get a lot of downrange guys because Chicago is such a big city.
Yeah.
And that was fun, of course, meeting with downrange guys. And then they loved it because they were in a big city and they got to do the downrange thing and meet the packs. But there's also something very, very cool about the fact that when you showed up, you knew who was going to be there, and it was a core group of guys, five, six guys every time, and you knew them. They became your best friends.
Mm-hmm.
I became so close with Homer, who was the Nantan there. He might still be the Nantan, and some of the guys who lived, I mean, Chick moved there after I moved there. He came from San Antonio, and he was a big F3 guy down there, and they had a pretty big F3 where he came from.
Yeah.
And so when he moved to Chicago, just like me, it was kind of a culture shock of like, oh my gosh, what do we got? Five, six guys here every day? This is totally different than what I'm used to. But you really do get used to it, and you start really loving those small workouts because the mumble chatter is great. You get very personal connections with the guys. The fellowship happens naturally.
Yep.
And, you know, but when it comes to the first F, we do size straddle hops everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
We do Merkins everywhere.
Look the same, no
Monkey humpers
you
look the same in Chicago that they do here in Omaha. And that's part of the beauty of F3 as well. They set it up so well, the founders, and then all the successive leadership, you know, and then wait time, bringing it over to Omaha. Just talk about a recipe for success.
Yeah. For sure. Well, and I would be curious too, you know, as you're launching, right? You're getting to launch this new area in F3 Platte and kind of creating that culture. But what's so nice is you don't have to, it's like applying the blueprint, right? You don't necessarily have to create too much of it other than communicating to guys. And I was watching the Name-A-Rama, and you've got You got some respect, you know, double respect, triple respect guys there. So I don't, you may have to incorporate some low impact stuff. Yeah. Who knows? There's 70 year old guys that like to do burpees all day. So you never know, right?
And I'm big on the modify as necessary. I mean, that's something I'm a huge proponent for. And I encourage those guys, just do what you can. We're just glad you showed up.
Right.
That's like the bottom line.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I was taught F3 was all about. And that's the way that I want to try to instill upon the guys who are coming out to Platt here in Columbus. I love seeing these respect guys, because last week during Q school, half of the guys there were over 60. It was pretty neat. And they hung in there. I mean, there's no doubt. So, yeah, being able to take the blueprint from, you know, the experiences I've had in Omaha, seeing the Omaha leadership and how they roll, and then being a part of the leadership in Chicago. I was a comms guy. I was one of the first FQs for a while. And just working so closely on those shared leadership teams, it's a real blessing. And it's something I don't take for granted. And I want to be able to create a great culture for F3 here in Platt. It's going to be different. You know, it's going to be a lot different than Omaha, because we just don't have the numbers. You know, Columbus is a town of 25,000 people. So it's going to be an interesting thing to see how do we keep these guys who have shown up so far? How do we keep them coming back? Mm-hmm. And then how do I share what F3 really means to them? I'm doing my best. I try to quote Fareed Dalid quite a bit. My last few COTs have all been quotes from Fareed Dalid. I want to be able to share that book with some of the people who are upcoming leaders, because right now we've really only had three workouts. We've had the pop-up, we've had the launch, and we've had Q school. And we finally get to have a VQ this weekend, which is very exciting.
That's cool.
Who's been coming since day one. I asked him if he could share his leadership with the group, and he agreed. And so I was really excited for him. And it's going to be a good beatdown. I mean, he shared it with me earlier this week, just to get a little bit of feedback on it. And his head's in the game.
Yeah.
So at least he's getting that first F down. And he's getting the second F too. He's come to coffee every week. And so I'm starting to identify some folks out here who I can tell are taking to it pretty well. But it's still so new. That's part of the fun. That's part of the challenge, is being able to identify who are these guys who want to be leaders. And then how do we get them in those positions as quickly as possible?
Yeah, for sure. Do you have a sort of stock of free to lead books, or do you need some?
Hey, if you've got some, I sure could use them, buddy.
Yeah, man. Well, so something we're trying to do on the Gloom is trying to pour it back in. So we'll send out some books your way. So you've got some to just hand out. You could be the Oprah of free to lead books and
then you get a book and you get a book.
I love it. Okay. We'll make that happen. Well, I do, you know, so I just really appreciate you leading and just your passion to keep giving it away. You know, I've heard so many COTs, and just that's the mantra, right? How do we give this thing away? And you're continuing to do that. I do want to make sure, though, in this conversation, I want to hear a little bit about your sort of personal journey on, you know, sort of that fitness side. Where are you at? Do you feel like, you know, it sounded like you were, you know, back in 2019, you were at the gym every day and then got into F3. And, you know, have you experienced that Pogo 40? Are you in a good spot? Where are you at today? Talk us through that.
I appreciate you bringing that up, because I did want to speak on that because it has not been all sunshine and rainbows for me. Mm. You know, there has been some struggles, and the idea of the sad clown just magically going away, I think that is such a myth. He's constantly just waiting to come back out. And in my case, you know, the Pogo 40 is very real. When I experienced some trauma in my life in the year 2022, that was when my brother passed away unexpectedly. And that was something that shook me, and it didn't hit me right away either. I mean, cause I had just started, well, I just helped launch Beverly Hills, one of our sites in Omaha, maybe a few months before that. I believe Beverly Hills started in May of 2022. And that was going strong. I was loving doing that every Wednesday morning, being somebody who could be a leader in Omaha and share that kind of love, and starting to get some new guys out from a different part of the city. TJ passed away in July, and it was right after one of our family vacations. It was kind of a whirlwind of emotions. You know, I'll never forget the call I got from my mom and dad to break that news to me that morning while I was getting ready for work. You know, went home right away, spent time with the family, And then came back a couple days later and led a big workout at Beverly Hills in TJ's honor, where we honorarily gave him the nickname Bluebird, for named after his, he was a pilot and he had a plane that was a blue and white airplane that he called the Bluebird. So I wanted to nickname him the Bluebird, so that way he can always kind of be a part of what I'm a part of here, even though he never got the chance to be able to post. Well, fast forward 6 months, now we're in the year 2023. Let's say it's January, February, and I find myself in a hospital. And I don't understand what's going on with me. I had a lot of things that I thought were going well. I was starting a business. I was looking into all these different ventures. I was kind of going down a lot of different rabbit holes. And what I didn't understand was happening was I was experiencing something called mania. And that has to do with a diagnosis I received in February of 2023 saying that, hey, you have what's called bipolar one. Okay. I didn't understand what that meant at the time. I didn't understand what mania meant. I thought everyone else was kind of losing it. And I thought I was on top of the world. Well, that's kind of what mania does to you. Yeah. And so after my little stint in the hospital and working with some medical professionals, working with my family very closely, fast forward to May of 2023, that's when I was able to pass off the shovel flag at Beverly Hills, because that was a year. And I passed it off to Sputnik, great high impact man, love Sputnik, love him like a brother. And then I just stopped posting. I didn't want to. I didn't understand why. It was such a big part of my life since 2019. But here I am, you know, trying to work through this new diagnosis that I still didn't understand, work through medicine that I didn't want to take at the time. That did a lot more worse for me than good at the beginning, because it's a very tricky thing when you start having to go down that route. It takes a while for things to kind of latch on and make sense. But man, in May and June of 2023, that's when I hit my depression. And I wouldn't get out of bed in the morning for anything. Oh, I quit my job out of nowhere because I just felt like I couldn't do it anymore. And I was just in bed avoiding everything, avoiding my responsibilities, avoiding my friends. My friends were very concerned. They would call me up and say, just come out and see us. We're right in your neighborhood. And I said, no way, not doing it. And that went on until probably December of 2023. So that's about a half a year of on and off of this not working out, not caring about what I ate, not caring about who I interacted with, not even caring about myself. Didn't understand why. Then something changed when I moved back to Columbus to be closer to my mom and dad. I was able to find work at Central Community College. So I got to start working in higher education. And that gave me a routine that I could latch onto. And routines are very important for people like me. But I think people in general, routines are something that are just so important. Being able to have something that you can lean on and know that you're going to do day in and day out. And so once I found my routine in my new work and being closer to my mom and dad and my family here in Columbus, started to bounce back a little bit. So 2024, looking a little bit more positive for me. But was I working out? No, I wasn't working out. Was I eating right and watching? No, I wasn't doing any of that. I was just focused on just go to work, just get that figured out. And so it was a slow climb. I mean, I was on top of the world, fell off the cliff. Yeah. And it's a slow climb to get back up to where you think you want to be.
Yeah.
Fast forward a little bit more, and we're in New Year's Day of 2025. So I've been in work for a while now, for at least a year, and I realize I've gained about 80 pounds. Huh, where did that come from? Well, I pretty much knew, and it was kind of a no-brainer, but instead of kicking myself and feeling really down for myself and wondering, you know, why me, I thought it's time for me to get back to my roots, you know? And how do I do that? Well, 75 Hard Challenge. You know, a lot of guys in F3 Omaha know about that. And a lot of people across the country have done this kind of a thing. I did it in 2022 so that way I could stop drinking. And I've been sober for 3 years, stopped drinking in December of 2022. December, when I moved back from Chicago, 2021. Hey, sometime around then.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I did 75 hard in the first place. Cause I was like, something's wrong with me. I want to be able to stop drinking. I don't want to have to rely on alcohol anymore in my life. And for some reason it worked. Did the 75 hard. I did like 100 days of it in 2022. And then I got like super sick and had to like fall off the wagon for the 75 hard. Couldn't do those two workouts when I got super sick.
That's a lot. Yeah.
But I was in great shape. I was in the best shape of my life during that stuff. And then when the trauma happened in my life, and all of the depression and everything else happened, the Pogo 40 was like a Pogo 80 for me.
Yeah.
And so it was like, got to do something. Came back to 75 hard, successfully completed that at the beginning of this year. And now I'm on my second version of 75 hard. It's like day 13 or 14 or something like nice, that right man. Now. And just hanging in there. And I'm not doing too crazy on it. I mean, if it was the technical following of it, I probably would have to restart my days.
Yeah.
But it's keeping me accountable. It's giving me my routines. I'm loving doing the two workouts a day. They're not crazy. I go for long walks. Maybe I'll go bowling. And then I started doing F3 workouts because I was talking to my therapist early in January. And she was like, hey, you know, you're in Fremont a lot because that's where my girlfriend lives. Why don't you just go to Omaha and try F3 again sometime on a weekend? So I thought, why don't I do that? That's a great point. Yeah. So I started posting on the weekends starting in January of this year. And I was posting Saturdays, going to the rabbit hole when they had that on Sundays and getting back into, I mean, for that, I was doing it for the fellowship. There's no doubt about it, to reconnect with the guys. And the fitness was very, very difficult. Talk about modify as necessary, you know, but it's slow and steady and I'm getting myself back there. And I've lost about 25, 30 pounds, which is great. I'm very happy about that, but congrats, I've gained back so much more.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, and it's about the other stuff that comes with it. You know, it's not 75 hard that I care about. It's not working out or doing all these things. It's just like, how do I find me again? And that was the real, I mean, I still work on that, but I got my routines now. 75 hard has helped me get back to some routines, and being back in F3 when I can in Omaha has been huge for me. You know, and so where did the idea come that I thought, oh yeah, I need to do this in Columbus. That seems a little bit wild after taking a year off, you know, not posting, not leading. Well, I just got inspired by coming back to the workouts in Omaha, seeing how the guys, you know, they take you right back no matter what. If you posted yesterday or if you posted a year ago, they just love to see you come out. It's one of the beautiful things about talking to my doctor. Just during one of my normal visits, was chatting with him about F3. And he started asking me a lot of questions. You have a mission? You have core principles? What? Do you have to go every day? You don't have to go every day. Okay. That's interesting. You know,
you're like, I already got my first EH, right? I need a flag and a sight.
It's almost the opposite. He EH'd me to do this because he said, you know, Aaron, if you ever want to start this in Columbus, I will help you. And I was like, okay, you know, I took that and kind of brushed it off because I'm like, he's just kind of yapping at me and he's just being nice. But then we finished our appointment and on the way out the door, he said it again. He said, yeah, if you ever want to start F3 here in town, you just let me know.
That's cool.
It's all thanks to Lemke. DDR. Yeah. He's part of it now. He's got a name. Dance Dance Revolution. Cause he told us he loves to dance.
That's a great name, man. So, well, Rancid, thank you so much.
Yeah, man.
Just sharing your story. There's so much there to unpack. My first sort of where my heart is at is just how you doing with loss of your brother. I'm sure it still hurts some days, but are you doing better at least? Could you say you think?
Yeah, I'm in a much better spot now. You know, we'll always miss my brother.
Yep.
There's always going to be that void in our lives. I mean, he's my only sibling. And I grew up with him. He's my older brother. So he was somebody who I looked up to as a leader for my whole life and as an example. And so for a long time, I felt so lost without having that person in my life. But thank goodness for F3, for the brotherhood that we share. I mean, I've got plenty of brothers out there now. You know, they came through in a big way after TJ passed away. And they continue to surprise me all the time with the love they share, with how open they are and accepting. And also how they push me, you know, to become better, to be a better man, to be a high impact individual. You don't get that in the real world all the time.
Right.
Yeah. But an F3 is
hard to find that at work or any place else, right?
Agreed.
You know, the other thing, and again, I really appreciate you being vulnerable and sharing about the mental health battle, because I think there's still stigma, right, around that sort of stuff. And the only way we can sort of fight back against that is by sharing and being vulnerable and sharing what we're going through. I know I've had my fair share of mental battles. I am sort of curious, just like the sequence of events, do you feel like did sort of the grief from the loss kind of like precipitate that, or was it sort of always there and maybe just lingering? And I don't know. And that's maybe theoretical. I don't know if there
such
are any
a great questions. I definitely, I think about that all the time. And the homework that I've done and the research I've done on my diagnosis, often it rears its ugly head when there's trauma. Mm-hmm. You know, when there's a major trauma to trigger, as we call it, an episode. And, you know, perhaps this is something that was going on for me for, you know, X amount of time in my life. Maybe mania was the reason I moved to Chicago. Sure. You know, maybe mania was this or that or the other thing, but it wasn't diagnosed at the time. And maybe not, you know, I just don't know. Yeah. I just don't know the answer to that. But I know that when I was diagnosed, looking back on it, I was unwell. And I know that grief was a major part of that. It hit me like a ton of bricks, not right away, but slowly over time. You know, one brick after another coming at me to the point where I just couldn't stand it anymore, hit the wall, you know. And, you know, I still have struggles every now and then, but at least I'm at a point now where I can understand my diagnosis in a way that I can accept and feel comfortable with. And I'm finding joy in my life again, which is something that I never thought I would find again, you know?
Yep.
So I owe a lot to F3 for that, and to my family, and to my girlfriend. There's so many people who are so supportive all the time. And that is why I'm open with it now.
Yeah. You know?
Because the people are out there and they just need to have a little bit of an understanding of how they can help.
Well, and kind of like you mentioned earlier, like, this idea that like all of a sudden sad clown syndrome goes away and you know, you're not at risk for it. But I would say even with sort of those ups and downs, right? I mean, I think especially now our lives are so fast paced and we're just technology's in our face all the time, right? And so if we're not taking time to be in the moment, building human relationships, I think we're all at risk to be, you know, pushed either too high or too low, you know. So I think it's just something that, you know, as men, we got to be aware of, we got to talk about it, and then we got to help. There's that analogy from Q Source, right? Where you're like, or maybe it's Free to Lead, but you're pulling another man up, right, out of the water as he's capsized his own boat, you know, and you're pulling him up into your boat so you can help him get right. And I think, unfortunately, whether we like to admit it or not, I think that probably happens several times throughout our lives, you know, but. Man, so cool. And what a powerful story now that like, as guys are coming to you in F3 Plat, you get to share and encourage, and you can say like, me too, I've been through that, and just offer love and support in a way that had you not been through that situation, you wouldn't be able to, you know. I think to me, SkyQ is pretty remarkable how he orchestrates stuff. But talk us through the fellowship piece. Something I'm kind of curious about with you is like, with moving around, has it been a little bit challenging to like have those stable relationships, or have you been able to stay in touch with guys like Othello and Armbar and Smash Mouth, or what's been your journey on that fellowship piece?
Fellowship, it ebbs and flows at times, uh-huh. You know, but at least I've got my core group. You know, Othello, I knew before F3, he's like family to me. Uh-huh. And so he's somebody who I always stay in touch with. And anytime I come to Omaha and know that I'm going to post, I always send up a text, you know. And there's guys even in Chicago who I still stay in touch with. They'll throw me on a group chat and talk about something. And I see them post online and I like all their stuff.
Yeah.
And I just told them the other day how much I miss them, you know. And I'm hoping to plan a vacation to Chicago this year where I can go and post, maybe even cue a workout again and catch up with those guys. The workout's one thing, but being able to just see the guys,
yeah,
and get back with them and say, how have you been? What have you been up to? And what's new? That's what I'm most excited about.
Yeah, the coffee. You know? Yeah, yeah.
Coffee for sure. I mean, the coffee's the glue, as we say.
Yeah.
And when I was in Chicago, they weren't really doing coffee when I got there.
Wow.
Because it's very difficult. Guys are so busy and the city's so big and sprawled out that where we're working out, it's just not very convenient to drive your car to go to a coffee shop, and parking's a pain in the butt there and all this kind of stuff. So I got myself a big 64-ounce mug and got myself a bunch of coffee cups from IKEA, and nice. I kept them in a cooler, and I would make instant coffee every day and nice. Bring it to the sites, and everybody would stay. It was amazing.
They loved
it. We would stay, have a cup for 15, 20 minutes, and we go about our day, and we had our on-site cafeteria, and that became a staple. And even after I moved away, they started doing that themselves. They started bringing their own coffee and nice. Doing that. And so it's so important to be able to, how do we flex that fellowship? How do we really get there? And how do we maintain it? But I'm hoping that I can even start, hopefully I can continue that kind of energy here in Platte, in Columbus. We go to cafeteria, of course. We've got a great local coffee shop called The Broken Mug.
I saw a video of that. That looks like cool.
It's a pretty cool spot. I had never heard of it before I started doing research of coffee shops. And it's like, all right, what do we got? We got Starbucks, we got a Hy-Vee, and we got this thing called The Broken Mug. And it just so happens they're open when we need to be there. And so I went and scouted it out, and I was like, well, this is the perfect spot. It's tons of room. It's locally owned. They're very friendly to us in there. And so, yeah, it's been good. And we've had a good turnout for coffee in the last three workouts. And hopefully that will continue to go, because it's so important going to cafeteria, having that time to be able to chat with the guys and get to know them on a personal level. Yeah.
Because you grew up in Columbus, right?
Yeah.
Some of these guys remember, you know, like Rancid from when you were a kid, or is there any of that you've ran into where they're like, I remember when you used to be just a little guy? Or
yeah, most definitely. Like I said, like my family doctor, he's out there, and he's been my doctor forever. He's 65 years old, so he's a double respect.
Yeah.
And I've known him ever since I was a baby.
Okay.
And here I am starting F3 with him. Yeah. You know? And then during the launch, who comes out? No one other than my dentist of my entire life. Dr. Mancuso, who we call Armstrong, and because he uses an electric bike, but he doesn't cheat. He doesn't cheat. So, you know, and then another guy who came out during the pop-up workout that a DDR brought out was none other than my family veterinarian of my entire life.
Okay.
And so it's just like, what a cool thing to be able to share this kind of thing with these guys who, if I didn't have F3, if I didn't have this kind of a way to break in, there's no way we would stay in touch or get personal or anything like that, you know. But now I've got this opportunity where I can maybe try to do a little bit of whetstone type work with some of these men, you know, these guys who are maybe twice my age, who have learned a little something about this thing we call life. I definitely need some sharpening of my blade.
Yeah.
I definitely could use that. And I think through these workouts, you know, through the gloom, through the cafeteria and the fellowship, we're going to find out that these are relationships that are just about to bloom. So
super cool. It's cool to hear, cool. Like you're on the cusp of this, like really cool transformation. And, you know, you like think about the community, right? Like some of the, you guys start doing Third F stuff and the community impact. And I mean, it's really cool. What I'm excited to be watching. I know a few guys are talking about making another clown car trip down there. I got a cousin that, used to be in Columbus, Chris Walters, but I don't know if I think he's in town here, but.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have to meet in the middle. We can do like a shared, you know, West O and Eastern Platte AO, like in Fremont, right? Or something like that.
Now that would be cool. I know my girlfriend's like, so when are you going to start one in Fremont? Like easy, easy.
We got one in Valley, right? We did, you know.
So that's like, true.
We're not Valley's too rocking. Far. Like, you know, Fremont seems to.
I know. Valley's like 15 minutes from Fremont, basically. Yeah. I mean, it's funny how things like.
You know, we're inching our way.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you or someone you know in the market to buy a new home? Well, if so, check out Major Team Mortgage. They specialize in home purchase and refinance home loans. Their mission is to purposely empower people to experience their good life through building wealth with real estate. You know, showing up in the gloom is no different than showing up for a conversation around your future of building wealth with real estate. Join the action economy and get in the game with Sasquatch. Text or call John at 402-212-0149 to schedule a time today.
Individual NMLS number 1393750. Company NMLS number 2478164. Equal housing lender.
Well, man, it's so cool to hear and be a part of some of your story. I am curious from a third F perspective, what's been your journey like on that front? And, you know, we kind of think of third F as like some of the spiritual stuff and then also like some of the community engagement, but what's been your experience?
Well, third F is something that I'm always trying to work on, I think the most, you know, because it's sometimes just it's easy for me personally to be able to just kind of push that third F away a little bit and kind of focus more on the first F and the second F. Those get the spotlight sometimes in my mind. So that third F is so important. And being, you know, I grew up in the Catholic Church. I went to Catholic school all the way through high school, and just my relationship with SkyQ has varied so dramatically over time. You know, I'm at a place now where I definitely am somebody who believes in a higher power, something, and just believes in that there's something bigger than myself that is prevalent. Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to faith, I do have a personal relationship with a higher power, and it's something that is important to me. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I love about the way we express faith through F3 is you can believe whatever you want to believe. And we just ask that you do believe in something bigger than yourself, and that's pretty much the whole shebang. And so I love that we get people from different walks of life and different faiths and different belief systems who come and go through the beat downs. And I learn a lot. I learn a lot from the other guys who are very spiritual, because especially in a town like Columbus for F3 Platt, it's very Christian oriented, mm-hmm. But it's not completely. But I'm finding, you know, we're having connections with churches already because they like the aspect that we're like, we got faith in the name. And yeah. A lot of the guys that are posting with us are part of the same congregation. So they're getting other guys from the same congregation to come out. Hey, I love that. Yeah. And it's great hearing from them. And we got guys from different churches too, who are like elders in their churches, who have held leadership positions in their congregations. Being able to sit with them at coffee and hear their experiences with their faith is really something that helps me out personally.
Yeah.
Because I get to kind of take a cue from them. When it comes to community service, I'm all about that. We're lucky. We already have a third F event coming up this weekend.
No way.
One of our guys, Ground Beef, he just started a couple weeks ago. He's a double respect man, and he's part of a congregation here where they're doing a project where they're putting meals together for children in Haiti.
Cool.
And they've super done cool. this for many, many years. They put together 8,000 meals over the course of 2 hours, and then they ship it out. And he approached me at cafeteria 2 weeks ago, and he said, hey, I've got this event that we do. Do you think F3 might be able to? I'm like, you better believe it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, you're coming to the workout. You can make that announcement next week and I will back you on that. And so I'm loving that already. We're seeing community service events pop
that's
up
cool.
that we can lend a hand to and be a part of, mm-hmm. you know, it's not an F3 event, but F3 gets to be a part of the event.
Right.
That's a win.
Yeah. Well, and what's so cool, you know, that I've enjoyed is like, you know, like F3 is a neutral ground with like a shared mission, right? So like, you know, like if I want you to come to my church, right, you're not into that, you're not going to ever come to my church. But like, I can go to F3 and I can have my beliefs and I can share them with you, and you can have your beliefs and share them with me, but we're still going to like work side by side to get through that workout, you know? And so like, yeah, I don't know. It's this really cool space that doesn't exist inside of a church, right? Because you know, presumably you come into the church and we hope you're at least believing what everybody else there believes, right? But in F3 it's like, and then you leave and you're still friends, and it doesn't, you know, like the difference of opinions or beliefs are not separators, they're just what makes the group as a whole stronger. And I don't know, it's what our society, in my opinion, needs more of. So it's so how cool, right, that you've got the engagement there and you've got opportunities for guys to be next to, you know, some of those men that, like you said, have been around a long time. I, you know, yeah, it's just it's really cool how SkyQ does his thing.
I agree.
The, you know, one of the things I wanted to get your thoughts on too, when you think about leadership, because you've had, you know, different leadership positions and different regions and now starting your own region and have launched a site here. Kind of some basic questions, just because I want to know. I think I remember hearing the story, but I can't remember. Talk us through Beverly Hills and launching that. And the remind me where the name for that site came from. What was the inspiration for Beverly Hills?
Great question. Glad you asked about it. You know, when I was trying to figure out, I knew I wanted to launch a site, but I didn't know what it was going to be or where it was going to be. And so I started doing homework, going to a lot of different parks that we hadn't been to yet. And at this time, I was living in the Dundee neighborhood, so kind of on the east side, you know, right in the middle of the city. And so I started going to all these different parks. And then I went, you know, I was just Google mapping parks.
Yeah.
And then heading there in my car and getting vibes. And then I ended up in this place called Hanscom Park, which I had never even heard of.
Right.
I was like, what is this place? It's got a big footprint on the map.
Huge. Okay? Yeah.
It's pretty massive,
yeah.
You know, and we haven't even stepped foot over there before because it's just kind of in an area of town where we didn't have a lot of guys living. So it's like, it wasn't really a thought at the time, but went over there and learned, oh, this is the oldest park that's remaining in Omaha. So it's got some history. Okay. That's pretty cool. And it's got a lot of equipment. It's got, you know, the pond. It's got tennis courts and basketball courts. It's got a frisbee golf course. It's got a dog park. I mean, there's all kinds of features in this park that are very interesting. And it just so happens it's in the middle of a residential neighborhood. So that's a bonus as well. So I'm at the park. And I mean, anyone who's posted at Beverly Hills knows it's got hills.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of them.
Yeah, it does.
You know,
yeah.
And various sizes and all kinds of altitudes. And you know, the name kind of came from when I was doing homework on it and learning that at the time when that park was created, that neighborhood was an affluent neighborhood in Omaha. A lot of wealth in that area of town. And, you know, the houses then were mansions. And so it was kind of ritzy is how it felt, is the vibe I was getting from the homework I was doing.
Yeah.
And I got to give credit to Tater Tot on this one.
Okay.
So I was on a phone call with him talking about my homework, my research, like picking out this park, Hanscom, going through names and ideas. I don't even remember what I was thinking of for names, but he threw out the idea of, well, that's like Beverly Hills. You know, when I was telling him about the homework I was doing. And so I stole it from him. I was like,
yeah,
not only is it like Beverly Hills, this is now Beverly Hills.
Yeah,
and so,
yeah. So well, you've got
the rest
song,
is kind of history.
Right? You've done the work after that, the Beverly Hills.
Yeah, the Weezer song. Oh, yeah.
That's a great one. I remember you did, what's it called? Centennial? The Centennial where you do 100.
The Millennial.
The Millennial. Yeah.
Yep.
That's a good workout. I remember that.
That's one of my favorites. I can't take credit for that one. I learned it from somebody else, but I do love the Millennial. That's a good one. Yeah.
All the best stuff we learned from somebody else, right?
You know it, man.
What talk us through just leadership in general. Kind of give us your thoughts on that. What have you picked up along the way that are things you're trying to really hone in on now as you're launching a new region?
Leadership to me is all about listening, really leaning into the people who are around you, being empathetic, and coming with the idea that you're ready to learn. You know, I think the best leaders are the best learners, being open to new ideas, and then really trying to hear what the needs are of the guys that you surround yourself with on a daily basis. So I'm trying to be all open ears right now in Platt and trying to learn from the FNGs, from the guys who have posted a few times, just trying to hear their stories, hear about their background, where they come from, and trying to assess, why are they coming back? What's bringing them back? We're only 3 workouts in. We got our 4th workout coming up this weekend. And so it's still also new and exciting. And from a leadership perspective, I think just trying to be there for the guy next to you.
Yeah.
That's really that's the end game. And trying to grow these guys as leaders as well, to let them know that they have this capacity inside them already. And let's give it away.
Yeah.
Let's share it with one another and share it with the FNGs. And keep trying to EH your friends and your neighbors and your coworkers. Bring them out to a workout. Let them know that it is possible, that we're just, you know, it's free, it's open to all men, and that is really special.
Yeah.
You know,
that's well said. Well said, and also equally challenging, right? You know, because I think so often we think the leader is the one with the plan, with the answers, right? And I think at F3, you know, it's funny. I was just talking to some guys this morning, and we were talking a little bit about, you know, just leadership in general. And it's sort of like the higher you climb the sort of ladder within F3, further you go sort of behind the scenes, right? It's like the most important person is that FNG and the PAX and the site queue, right? Like we want those guys to be really shining, right? Because those are our crucial roles. And so it's not like corporate world, right, where you know the guy with the title is the front and center guy, which is, it's hard to navigate, especially where you're at. So just I'll be thinking about you, praying for you there, because it's an honor, right? But it's also like, it's not easy. But I love what you said. I think listening, you know, it's hard. I'm working on that. A couple of years in a row, my word of the year was going to be listening, and I just couldn't make it happen. I don't know why. Maybe next year I'll do that one. But what, any advice, or, you know, oftentimes we ask for advice, or maybe things that you really want to make sure you get off your chest, anything in those areas that you want to share with guys that are listening?
Be yourself. You know, come ready to share yourself with people, share the qualities of what make you, you share your character with other people around you. Don't be shy and be ready to have fun. Cause at the end of the day, I think one of the things that brings people back is they do have fun at these workouts. Yeah, they're hard. They're very challenging. Every day is something new. You never know what you're going to get. That's the beauty of it, but make sure you have fun along the way. And just like we always say, just keep giving it away.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I love it, man. You know, just as we're kind of landing here, I would just, you know, I think as guys are listening, this is why we do this, right? Every guy's got a story. I remember Rancid, when I first reached out to you to get on this show, was probably during that dip, right? And you said, I'm not ready, or I don't want to do it. But the power in your story today is just like, it's so cool, right? It's so powerful, right? To tell this story of, you know, triumph over tragedy, or, you know, just overcoming adversity. And so I just think, you know, for guys that are going through it, or have lost a loved one, or whatever it might be, because life is coming at us in so many different ways, there is another side, right? And so hopefully as you're hearing Rancid's story, you hear like, okay, it may be really, really tough right now, but like, lean in, let other guys help you, and let's get you through it. Because I think your story is such a great example of that. So I'm just honored to get to hear it, get to share it, and really cool and excited to see what you're going to do out in F3 Platte. So I get the emails that you're sending to the PAX, and I'm like, man, F3 Omaha needs to be sending some cool emails, and we're not doing that yet. So anyway, I love you, man. And yeah, thanks for just taking time to chat today. Let's do a little name-a-rama, and I'll start us off here. Brandon Fleehardy, 30.
Plague. Aaron David Wrigley, 34. Rancid.
Rancid. Nice. Awesome, man. And are you going to do, you think you'll have like call signs, callback signs in F3 Platte, or anybody getting that going yet?
I hope so. Yeah. Yeah, we might as well. I love them. And that's one of the funnest parts of the workout.
It's
yeah.
So much fun, right? You need a guy. You know, I think it was Swiper and Sarpy that just like, he would just make up the most random ones, but those are the ones that stick because they're just really funny. So you need a Swiper out there. But I appreciate you, brother. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.